The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our Audio Press Release Solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled, Surging Demand for Gold Investment Opportunities Creates Rising Opportunity for Mining Companies. Investors are flocking to gold, silver, and other precious metals in record numbers. One firm, Bullion Vault, reports that in the past 6 months, demand to invest in gold, silver, and platinum has reached almost $500 million. Quote, net of clients selling, investing in physical bullion on our peer-to-peer platform, first opened in 2005, has now topped $442 million since the pandemic reached Europe and North America in March, end quote, the company said. Mining companies around the world are benefiting from this rising investment tide as they work to strengthen their positions, increase their holdings, and ultimately provide more raw material for investors looking for more stable options. One of those companies, Goldhaven Resources Corporation, OTCQB ticker symbol ATUMF, has secured options on some of the most promising properties in the highly productive Maricunga Gold Belt of Chile, including one yielding rock chip sample assays of 764 grams per ton gold and 719 grams per ton silver. Goldhaven plans to commence a drilling program in January 2021. Yamana Gold Incorporated, AUY on New York Stock Exchange, is expanding its footprint with its recent acquisition of Monarch properties in the Abitibi region in Quebec, Canada. Other companies are releasing impressive reports regarding their current operations. Fosterville South Exploration Limited, FSXLF on OTC, has provided high-grade assays of up to 152 grams per ton of gold in rock chip samples at the Star of the Glen target on the Golden Mountain Project. Kinross Gold Corporation, KGC, on New York Stock Exchange, announced the results of a pre-feasibility study on its Lobo Marte project, which indicates the potential of a cornerstone asset with attractive all-in sustaining costs to enhance the company's long-term production profile. Goldfields Limited American Depositary Shares, GFI, on New York Stock Exchange, is considering a number of automation projects at its South Deep Gold Mine in Gauteng, southwest of Johannesburg. Strong demand to invest in physical bullion looks set to keep growing. Goldhaven has announced agreements to acquire promising gold projects in prolific Maricunga Gold Belt of northern Chile. With completion of a recent public offering, Goldhaven is in strong financial position. A clear alternative. Quote, with governments throwing money at the COVID crisis as central banks abandon any pretense of wanting to curb inflation, this strong demand to invest in physical bullion looks set to keep growing, stated Bullion Vault. Savers and investors face a bleak choice, caught between a stock market in denial about COVID-19's economic depression or a guaranteed loss of purchasing power from cash and bonds. Precious metals present a clear alternative as a store of value, end quote. It's that clear alternative that has led to record prices for both gold and silver. Gold reached above $2,000 per ounce earlier this year, while silver has risen nearly one-third since July, its fastest upward trend since 1987. Quote, the idea that gold preserves wealth is even more important in an economic environment where investors are faced with a declining U.S. dollar and rising inflation, end quote, states Investopedia, which notes that historically, gold has served as a hedge during fragile economies. Quote, gold in particular tends to do well when other investments fall, but it does best when people lose confidence in central banks, and today's central bank chiefs have lost faith in themselves, the Bullion Vault article reported. With U.S. Fed Chief Jerome Powell announcing the death of inflation targeting at central banking's annual Jackson Hole summit last month, the number of people starting or adding to their gold investment holdings across August rose 28% from July, reaching the third largest figure in our 15 years of business. End quote. Promising gold projects, prolific location. That trend is certainly borne out by looking at Goldhaven Resources Corporation's OTCQB, ticker symbol ATUMF, recent trading. The company's trades are levered to gold. As the price of gold goes up, GOH has also gone up multiple percentages, having traded more than 9 million shares since inception, and the company is intent on strengthening its position. Within the past 6 months, Goldhaven has announced agreements to acquire promising gold projects in the prolific Maricunga gold belt of northern Chile, an area that boasts discoveries within the last decade of more than 100 million ounces of gold and in excess of 450 million ounces of silver. GOH's extensive land position in the northern portion of the Maricunga belt totals approximately 100 square miles, making it one of the largest gold exploration players in the Maricunga. Several of GOH's projects are strategically located in close proximity to some of the area's stellar discoveries, including Goldfield's Solaris Norte mine with an excess of 5 million ounces, and La Coipa, a Kinross mine producing more than 7.6 million ounces. Work completed to date on Goldhaven's targeted properties suggest these key properties may be an analog to these deposits, particularly to Solaris Norte. To date, Goldhaven has classified four of its properties as high priority, the Rio Loa, Coya, Alicia, and Roma projects. Both the Rio Loa and Alicia projects are located within 20 miles of Solaris Norte, and Coya is approximately 10 miles northeast of La Coipa. These high priority targets were defined following modern-day field evaluations, including mapping, geochemical sampling, and satellite imagery, as well as their location relative to existing deposits and discoveries. Three of GOH's projects are drill-ready, and the company anticipates phasing in a drilling program in the first quarter of 2021. Exploration, drilling on the horizon. Goldhaven is focusing on the next phase, drilling, from a strong financial position. The recent completion of two tranches of an oversubscribed, non-brokered private placement resulted in gross proceeds of $2,449,500. The combined units issued in both tranches was $12,247,500. Each unit sold consisted of one common share in the capital of Goldhaven Resources and one common share purchase warrant. Each warrant entitles the holder to purchase an additional common share in the capital of the company at an exercise price of 30 cents per share for a period of 36 months from the closing of the offering. The company plans to use the net proceeds of the offering to commence exploration and drilling programs on its Maricunga Gold Belt projects and general working capital, with drilling scheduled to commence early next year. Impressive leadership team. Quote, Goldhaven's properties rank high as some of the best untested gold projects in the Maricunga Belt, end quote, said Patrick Burns, GOH director and head of exploration. A renowned exploration geologist, Burns has extensive experience in the space. He was directly involved in the discovery of the Escondida porphyry copper deposit in Chile, currently the world's largest copper mine, and the San Cristobal gold mine, also located in Chile. Burns has been involved in successful publicly traded exploration companies in Chile for almost four decades. Burns is only one of several impressive executives on the GOH leadership team. Dan Scheiber, Goldhaven director and CEO, established his career in metals and mining finance as an analyst for the Stabilitas Group of Funds. He also co-founded Euroscandic International Group, where he raised upwards of $350 million in project financing for specific development projects in the mining sector. Following that success, he turned to Canadian-based Farmland Investments, becoming chief investment officer at Dynamis Capital Corporation, which focuses on long-term, recession-proof investments with an emphasis on gold and silver. Goldhaven is the third successful public company that President and Director David Smith has co-founded. Both the previous two companies traded on the TSX and had an environmental focus. Both firms were sold, yielding significant profits to shareholders. Goldhaven director Gordon Ellis has more than 50 years of expertise in the mining industry as a professional engineer, and he currently serves as director of a multi-billion dollar ETF. Scott Dunbar, also a Goldhaven director, is a professor and the department head of mining engineering at the University of British Columbia. Dunbar has been involved in mining exploration, geotechnical engineering, and mine design projects around the world.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.